From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. President Trump says his first face-to-face meeting with Russian President Putin is off to a good start.
President Putin and I have been discussing various things, and I think it's going very well. We've had some very, very good talks. We're going to have a talk now, and obviously that will continue. But we look forward to a lot of very positive things happening for Russia, for the United States, and for everybody concerned. And it's an honor to be with you.
Meeting on the sidelines of the G20 summit in Hamburg, Germany, Trump and Russian President Putin discuss various things, and he anticipates future developments that are beneficial to both countries. Putin said he was delighted to meet Trump. It's unclear if that congenial tone will last after they get into some issues that have put the U.S. and Russia at odds, including possibly the Russian meddling in the U.S. election and Moscow's backing of the Syrian regime and its encroachment on Ukraine. Egyptian officials say a suicide car bomber has attacked a military checkpoint in northern Sinai, killing 10 soldiers. There has been no claim of responsibility so far for Friday's blast. Egypt has been battling an Islamic State insurgency since 2013, when the military ousted Islamist President Mohamed Morsi after mass protests. Leaders from the U.S., South Korea, and Japan agreed Friday to urge the United Nations to speed up the implementation of sanctions against North Korea following the country's July 4th intercontinental missile launch. The leaders also reaffirmed their commitment to denuclearize North Korea, and they called on nations bordering North Korea to help convince North Korea to stop threatening other countries and halt its ballistic missile program. This is VOA News. On Friday, North Korean state television broadcast a statement declaring that Pyongyang developed the intercontinental ballistic missile, like the one launched early this week, to defend itself against threats from the U.S. Speaking alongside Poland's president on Thursday in Warsaw, President Trump labeled North Korea's behavior a threat and promised to confront it.
Not only must we secure our nations from the threat of terrorism, but we must also confront the threat from North Korea. And that's what it is. It's a threat. And we will confront it very strongly. President Duda and I call on all nations to confront this global threat and publicly demonstrate to North Korea that there are consequences for their very, very bad behavior.
Trump also said he is not one to draw red lines or talk about his plans, but that he has some pretty severe things in mind as it pertains to North Korea, but he did not elaborate. Street violence and gang shootings are on the rise in many big cities around the world. One of those cities, Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, which sees an average of 15 gun battles daily. And innocent bystanders are often caught in the crossfire. But people in Rio can now avoid street violence thanks to several smartphone applications. Get more in the story from VOA's Zarika Hoke.
The latest app, known as OTT, short for Where There Is a Shootout in Portuguese, was developed by a group of volunteers. The app shows users where a shooting has occurred so they can avoid the area. It also sends alerts to Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and other social media. The group says their alerts reach nearly 3 million people, almost half the population of Rio de Janeiro. Violent crime has risen by 11% in the first half of this year compared to the same period last year. More than 2,300 people were killed in the first 5 months of 2017. Details about shootouts, location, injuries, fatalities, and other vital information are sourced by users. The app also fills a statistical void since the city does not compile data on shootouts. In order to avoid false alarms, both programs adhere to strict operating standards. Zlatica Hoke, VOA News, Washington.
Authorities say 28 inmates were killed in a fight between rival gangs in a state prison in the Mexican Pacific Resort of Acapulco. Security officials were able to regain control of that prison late in the day on Thursday. And UN-sponsored talks in Switzerland aimed at ending a stalemate that has kept the island of Cyprus divided for more than four decades have ended without an agreement. And two Americans, one Spaniard, are the first casualties of the opening of the Running of the Bulls in Spain. I'm Michael Brown reporting here in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.